Sarah, please.
Great, thank you. On the question about national human rights institutions from the delegate from Finland and how to encourage countries that do not have NHRIs in place to start that process, I guess I would really call on the countries that do have NHRIs in place to articulate to these other countries the benefits of having a national human rights institution and how that has enhanced human rights, rule of law, and democracy in your own country. And I encourage you to bring this up in all four as possible, whether it's through the UN, other multilateral agencies, regional networks, and also in your bilateral conversations. Also, if you're organising events and meetings and conversations, make sure that you have NHRIs in the room so we can clearly articulate what our role is and also the value add we can bring. There's also, of course, the UPR process where states have the opportunity to make recommendations about establishing an NHRI. And I would also say that there's probably not just in countries without an NHRI, but globally, a real need to increase the awareness of parliamentarians about the role of national human rights institutions. So again, looking for opportunities for engagement across a range of jurisdictions between NHRIs and parliaments. And this is particularly important for countries without an NHRI because, as we've already discussed, parliaments have a really critical role in safeguarding the independence of national human rights institutions and passing that key founding law. On the question of immigration in Australia, over the last decade, the Australian Human Rights Commission has worked to promote and protect the human rights of asylum seekers and refugees and those in immigration detention centres. We do that through a number of ways, by investigating and resolving complaints from those that are in immigration detention centres. We conduct visits and produce reports based on our visits to immigration detention centres. In the past, we have also conducted national inquiries on the treatment of people in immigration detention. And we also have done a lot to raise awareness in Australia amongst the public on this issue. But to bring it back to this topic and particularly our role in engaging with Parliament on this issue, when a law is put before Parliament that relates to the treatment of asylum seekers, refugee, or those in immigration detention centres, the Commission will make a submission and articulate any concerns we have in relation to Australia complying with its international human rights obligations. And we're often called to give evidence before parliamentary committees or inquiries on that particular issue.